and handle the truth.
Good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show coming to you live out of Alaska. It never ends. I just keep finding more and more stuff. What is so interesting, if you read statutes, if you read court cases, what they do, they mix constitutional stuff in on the constitutional side with the administrative side. They'll be in the same case. And they flop back and forth on their words. And so, boy, it really takes, you got to be real careful what you're doing. Anytime you see federal something or other, federal citizenship, federal common law, federal judicial districts, which is one I was researching out. Where did the federal judicial district come from? They started off with districts. Where did that come from? Where did federal citizenship come from? I know where that came from. That came from the 14 Stat 27 in 1866. How about federal question? Where did that come from? After they did the Civil War, and they turned everything upside down. Congress, when they did the Reconstruction Act, boy, they weren't lying. This is what Obama was trying to do, reconstruct our republic. They reconstructed it that federal citizenship is the priority one, the thing that we, the people, started off with a citizen of the, they call them citizens of the United States under the Articles of Confederation. All of a sudden, we, the people that had citizens of the several states, with a domicile, with an elective right of the elective franchise, the right of suffrage, established the Constitution for the United States of America, called the Constitution of the United States of America, that established a government of the United States of America. And in the territories, you're a citizen of the United States. In the District of Columbia, you're a citizen of the United States. You know what was not established? There is no country for the United States to have a domicile. If you have no country, you have no political rights. This is why the, I think it's the 15th Amendment, oh, the right to vote, but it doesn't do anything, it doesn't give you the right of suffrage or the elective franchise. A citizen of the United States has no country. It has civil rights, but it has no political rights. And they print it. Why would a country, why would we want to have a status with no political rights, that we have no say on the type of government we have? That's what's going on today. That's right in the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. Only a citizen of the United States can vote. And vote strictly means to show up at the place where you exercise your elective franchise and the right of suffrage. That's all it does. It just means we can't have anybody outside keeping you from going inside, regardless of your political views, your color, your skin, or religion, or whatever somebody can dream up. But the entitlement, entitled to go inside and put your John Henry on a ballot, has nothing to do with the citizen of the United States. And yet, everywhere in this whole country, there's a one or two that are citizens of the United States of America, which still doesn't give you the elective franchise and the right of suffrage. How can we get, how did we get this damn far? Do you know there are no elections for the public officers of the several states because the National Voter Registration Act says it limits it to, quote, federal offices. Federal offices again. See that word, federal? Everything is, we see the word federal, they used to use it correctly. Now it means something else. Federal question. That's one of the things, when you go into the United States District Courts that are Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9, they are legislative courts. They are tribunals in reality. Why is it important to have the difference between Article 1 and an Article 3 court? Because you see, the Constitution established several things. It established that the courts of the United States, which I'm going to be talking about in a minute, exercise judicial power of the United States. That means when you exercise the judicial power, that means the rule of law and everything arises under the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the courts that are ordained and established, not constituted, ordained and established, and Article 6, laws of the United States. Not federal law, laws of the United States. And it excludes anything to do with benefits. And it also means you have the right of common law, and if there is no remedy at common law, then it's equity based on common sense and being fair. Do the citizens of the United States in the District of Columbia have this? No. Supreme Court's ruled over and over. You do not have a right. It's not in the Constitution of the United States. It's in the courts of the United States in the several states. It's not within the District of Columbia or technically the territories and possessions. Courts have ruled so. This is a major issue because if you have a rule of law, you also means you have to have an independent judge. You're going to have a preliminary examination with evidence for the determination of probable cause, which is a mixed question of law and fact, by a judge intervening between these prosecutors that are out of control politically, that go straight to a grand jury. A grand jury cannot determine probable cause. They're technically not even part of the government. they don't have the knowledge to make probable cause. And why is it so dangerous? This is what they're trying to do to Trump right now. When you go to straight to a grand jury, you, if you're accused, you have no right to show up at all. Nothing. It's a one-sided story put on by the prosecutor. And if somebody at the grand jury happens to have a little bit of brains, they could do something. They're in control, but they don't know that. So you hear a one-sided story with the evidence on one-sided, supported by a bunch of laws that aren't really laws of the United States. And then you can't even usually even get the transcript. You don't even know what the hell they said. Imagine having two children in a pissing match, and you're only going to question one of them and get his side. Do you really think you're going to get to the bottom of what's going on? This is what's going on right now with this Pelosi. She will not do a formal vote. Why? It isn't that maybe she can't get the number of votes, which she probably can, because Democrats are dumber, are pure damn evil. They will line up and they will vote for the devil to be in charge. They stick together. That's one thing the Democrats do. They stick together. We can have babies be born and kill them, and they'll stick together and vote on it. Almost without exception. But why is it so important again? This is what Pelosi's doing. She says, I'm going to do a formal impeachment inquiry. Well, number one, she has no authority to do it. Formal, it's just the same old crap. But why is it important? Because Trump can't call witnesses, can't cross-examine, he had no subpoenas, no nothing. What is this called? It came out of Merry Old England. It's called a star chamber. It's called the cruel trilemma. Our United States district courts are star chambers. Our books and records by the IRS is another type of star chamber, because they want to get you to confess your sins, just like in Braveheart. Self-incrimination. And number two, the second part of it, it's got to be under the penalties of perjury, because we are going to get your testimony. And number three is, if you do not give us the answers that we want, we will hold you in contempt of court. They did that to Thornton in Minnesota. They're just doing it right now. They put you in jail for contempt, or they just put you in jail. It's called the cruel trilemma. Richard Rappert up here in an issue supposedly sold some gold coins. They found him guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, which it wasn't. There was to be a restitution thing of $195,000. So they had a hearing on it. And the people that supposedly had the money stolen couldn't even establish that they even had the freaking damn gold to begin with. And they couldn't put any of it in his possession. So they said, well, there's no restitution because we can't even meet the lower standard of preponderance of evidence. You're not even telling, you can't even come up with a receipt to prove that you even had it. And he got convicted. They had a hearing on it. They're trying to violate him on his parole because they want a psychological evaluation. Well, I looked, and psychological evaluations don't go with being a thief, a thug, stealing something. But that's irrelevant. He goes in. They don't want to look at the evidence that if there is no freaking money owed on the restitution, which is still on the order, the probation officer says that's still alive. even though they had a hearing and they couldn't do nothing. It's dismissed it. Oh, well, we have an order here that it says that. So we're not going to look at the other. It's your damn judge, Senek, that did the hearing. Oh, we're not going to look at that. And we're going to add, finishing up the parole, I make it 10 years now without telling you. And we are going to send you to a psychological evaluation. And if we don't like what we got, we may put you in the pokey yet. This is what's going on in Minnesota. The other one that he's dealing with, Robert, is just as crazy. The state of Minnesota convicted him. We were up there. I went up on that one on the bench trial, and the judge wouldn't allow the issue like withholding agent. Who has the authority to withhold? Oh, we can't talk about that. So why would I go to jail for filing a return asking for money back? First of all, who has the authority to take it? Oh, we can't talk about that. So somebody he was doing work for sent the money to Minnesota. Minnesota took off the lien. He goes to court. And we don't want to talk about it. Wait a minute. You have the money. Well, who's got the money? Oh, we're not going to talk about that. Well, how about the lien? We're not going to talk about that. What the hell's wrong with you people? Oh, that's right. You got a hard-on for Ruppert. Well, there's remedies. Due process of law and... there's a lot of things we're looking into right now. I've never dealt with that, but there are a bunch of remedies. I just got to get it researched out. This is what you have to understand is when you go, there are no constitutional courts in the United States. And it looks like maybe now even the Supreme Court may be the only one left, which I'm going to get into here. And I got to do some more research on it. The federal, United States Federal Court of Claims, supposed to act like an Article III court. It was a bona fide Article III court from 1953 to 1982. And they took it back to a Article I. And they print it. Then they made a statute. They got to use the rules of common law and equity. 28 U.S.C. 2515. 28 U.S.C. 2515. Looks like an Article III court. Called up, I said, okay, where are your rules of common law? Went to the law library, that's, oh, we can't find them. Where are the rules of equity? The rules of equity is what they use for what's called the civil rules of procedure. They're all equity rules. You can go on the internet and just... they cross all the rules, the equity rules. Well, where are the damn rules of equity? Well, we don't have access to those. We can't find us on the internet. Let's run me around. I finally got them both. I haven't got it all analyzed yet because there's only so much I can absorb a week. How can you go to a freaking damn court that says we're going to use the rules of common law and equity and nobody will tell you where the rules of common law and equity are or what they are? You can't make this stuff up. So, they ruled against Mooney's case. He was up there. That's the first case we brought in. We brought in a standing issue, a motion on standing between the United States and United States of America. The judge held it in her office for 13 days. Wouldn't even put it in paper. They didn't know what to do. Nobody's ever challenged, brought this stuff up about United States and United States of America. They damn well are not the same thing. So she works around it. You can't go from a federal district court, which is the United States District Court, to the Court of Claims. Okay, now the Court of Claims technically is an Article I court. But it looks like it's not a court even of the United States. Back in a minute. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Okay, well, we're back here. And so I started doing some looking on court of the United States. It's all in the words. It's all in the terms here. What is needs to really be understood, it is critical. If you are under an Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9, tribunal constituted, the judge represents that legislative court, and that judge, that court, is under the control of Congress that adjudicates regulations by people that are not elected. And the regulations don't have the force effect of law. They don't even abide by 5 U.S.C. 553 B, C, and D. It's an illusion. You're under Congress's controlled courts. And you got to be a citizen of the United States. What does a citizen of the United States have? He has no country. If you have a country, don't have no country, you can't have a domicile. You have no right to the elective franchise, no right to the right of suffrage. That means you can't, you have no say in the political, constitutional, political people in our that hold office. Office is where we, it's the most important thing that we have, that little word office, under the common law. It's where we have granted control of our lives. the people like a contract called a constitution and a reservation and bill of rights. They can take away our rights, they can hang us, shoot us, do all. So it's real important to have the requirements of the office. There's nobody in the United States has technically has an office today, even the President of the United States. There's no elections. The ones are called federal offices. And they're by people that are citizens of the United States. They have no right of the elective franchise, no right of the right of suffrage, so you can't have a damn office. It's an illusion. It's a con. And there are no elections for any public officers in any of the several states because they freaking print it. They say so. South Carolina challenged the National Voter Registration Act and said, hey, wait a minute. How do we get public officers in South Carolina if we don't have any elections for them? Where, that would be in violation of the 10th Commandment. You know what the sick court said? Oh, the 10th Commandment don't have any bearing on the citizen of the United States. Really? Did you know that the 10th Amendment doesn't have any bearing from the 13th Amendment up? Did you know that? The original founding Constitution is composed of two parties. We, the people, the citizens of the several states, and the several states. That's in the 10th Amendment. And what we, the people, didn't give you, or what the several states don't have, you can't do. That doesn't have any bearing on a citizen of the United States from the 13th Amendment up. That ought to shock people. We got a fiction in law, a character. We can presume, take the character of a citizen of the United States under the Constitution. But we can't be a citizen of the United States. That's why at 8 U.S.C. 1101A, 22B, there's A and B. One is A, you're a citizen of the United States, or B, you owe permanent allegiance, though not a citizen of the United States. That's the constitutional side. They put the constitutional side in with the smoke and mirrors side. This is what's so difficult when you're reading court cases and statutes. The constitutional side will be there somewhere, buried. It's always there. Has to be there. But nobody's using it. They give it lip service when it suits them. That's the key of learning to read very carefully. This is what's so dangerous. The United States District Courts are exercising judicial power of the District Court. There is no exercising the judicial power of the District Court in the Constitution of the United States. Doesn't exist. It is purely...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest.
Well, we're back here, and I'm working up to something. This is critical. Our republic has been overthrown, folks. Where in the hell is my constitution? Any court. I am looking now. I've been trying to get into the United States Federal Court of Claims because they're supposedly under 28 U.S.C. 2515, they use the rules of common law and equity. Then you go look at their rules, and they say they're based on the rules of civil procedure, which is equity. And you go down to the end of this damn thing and search on the word common law, and they don't use the rule, the evidence of common law. They use equity. What it's whatever we kind of think would be germane. Now, they don't use real evidence in the United States federal. And I said, what the hell is going on here? I've been trying to get into the United States Federal Court of Claims because the court cases say, well, they're supposed to act like an Article III court. They can't. How do I act like something if I don't have the authority to do it? I could act like the President of the United States if I could find some suckers to, or like Schiff. I could act like a representative if I could find some idiots that were stupid enough to vote me in and think I'm actually going to abide by anything other than being a confirmed liar. United States, this is getting worse. Because then I got to looking. What is a court of the United States? Not a federal court. Not a federal district court, What is a court of the United States? It's defined. Everything is always about definitions, and it's as crazy, I kid you not, as dog means cat, dog means bird, dog means the moon. It has, all these definitions have no connection to reality. At all. It's all in the definitions. They have redefined what we think we know is so that's not. That's why if you do not look at the definitions, you have zero chance. And if you do not understand in reading statutes, just like the one, Title 8, USC 1101A22A, is total smoke, citizen of the United States. You got nothing. Do you know what you are? I got 110 cases. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. You know why? Because, you see, if you're a citizen of the United States, oh, you got civil rights. Oh, my God, we got civil rights. Oh, we got to talk about the civil rights. I got a question. Where in the hell are the political rights? Oh, that's United States of America is a sovereign body politic. That's Congress. Congress has your political rights. Schumer, Pelosi, Schiff. These idiots up there are a sovereign body politic. You want to be beholden to these crazy idiot liars? That's what's going on. I got 110 cases from the Department of Justice in the complaint that's taken to be as true, and nobody has ever challenged it. Why? We, the people, are the sovereign. We created these governments. They're beholden to us. That's why we have a Bill of Rights. But you see, the Bill of Rights, technically in the federal, only applies to Congress. They were just to keep Congress in control. The Tenth Amendment doesn't have any bearing on a citizen of the United States. You got to be kidding me. I didn't know we repealed the Tenth Amendment. Did you know that? They print this stuff. God, that ought to just... Do you know if they brought all this out, it would bring our republic down? We don't have any constitutional courts, basically. Supreme Court, yes, possibly. Supposed to be. It is bona fide because it's in the Constitution and can't take it away. But I'm going to concentrate on this, then I'm just going to look in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. But let's go keep on the United States District Courts are tribunals. They are constituted. Article 1, Section 9, Section 8, Clause 9. They're constituted. They're not established or ordained. And they deal with every damn thing, and I got it out of court cases. The judge represents the damn court. What the hell happened to an independent judge? You want to go in there where the judge is working for the damn Congress? You got to be kidding me. I wouldn't trust Congress to haul out your trash. They're liars. That's one of the problems we've got now. It's an accepted benefit in Congress to have your relation making hay off of your connections. That's why nobody really wants to deal with this. They're all doing it. McConnell's doing it. Hell, his wife, China, she's on the board. She's making all kinds of money off of China. McConnell. In the Senate. How come we don't hear him? Hey, come on, let's get all this, root all this evil out. Silent as a church mouse. Our republic has been overthrown and Congress is in control. Let's go back to the Federal Court of Claims. The United States Federal Court of Claims. The definition. This came along in 1948. That was the major total overthrow. They put the District Court of the United States, which is a constitutional court. It still exists. It has never been repealed that I can find. It has to exist. But you know what? There ain't nobody home. And the United States District Court that took its place in 1948 is based on the territory of Hawaii. Court, Territory of Hawaii. which can't have anything to do with the Article III constitutional courts. And you know what the revisers, the authority for it is? Quote, accepted practice, end quote. We've been getting away with it. We got y'all so screwed up and we've got it so convoluted. You'll never figure this out. Congress is running the whole freaking damn country right now, except for Trump. They are. They got all the courts. Now, the Supreme Court, they're not running that one. We got, hopefully, some control there. But let's go to the United States Federal Court of Claims. What does it say? In 1948, they redefined it. The term, quote, Court of the United States, end quote, includes the Supreme Court, courts of appeal, which do every damn thing. They're not constitutional courts. District courts, constituted under Chapter 5. Constituted. Here we go again. Constituted. Kind of like constipated. Full of shit. Pardon my French. They mixed up everything. Territorial courts, constitutional courts, District of Columbia courts. We'll just put them, all these birds together, and eagles and robins and all that, and we'll just call them birds. Even though they're different, no, we put them in a cage in Chapter 5, and they're all the same. Including the Court of International Trade, which was an Article 3 court until 1982. And here's the killer. Any court created by act of Congress, judges of which are entitled to hold office during good behavior. What's missing? Doesn't mention the Court of Claims. Are the judges in the Court of Claims hold office during good behavior, which is a permanent tenure, like these stupid teachers that get in there and you can't get rid of the suckers? No, because under 28 U.S.C. 172, tenure and salary of judges. Each judge of the United States Court of Claims shall be appointed for a term of 15 years. They do not have anything about good behavior, permanent tenure. So the Court of Claims isn't even a damn court of the United States. I just found this out this last week. They're not even a court of the United States. They don't even list them. They don't list the tax court. Even though the Supreme Court said it's a court of law, just the same thing as the United States District Court. Is this getting confusing? A court of the United States does not include the tax court. Does not include the United States Federal Court of Claims. Because they are only there for 15 years. Because they have the... It's at any court created by an act of Congress with the judges are entitled to hold office during good behavior. That's permanent tenure. That comes out of the Article 3. So the damn federal United States Federal Court of Claims isn't even a court of the United States. And it doesn't use the rules of evidence for common law or anything. Just touchy-feely stuff. I'll look it up here in a minute. Well, I found that in the rules of court. I said, what are we doing here, folks? This is like a trip down the valley of the shadow of death. I'm not kidding you. This is bad. This is serious stuff. It's nothing is what we think it is. And then we wonder why we get screwed. We wonder why they lie. But the thing that I have found is that when you start getting to the real nuts and bolts of this, Judge Nelson, a lying piece of garbage out of Minnesota District, United States District Court, did give Moonies a win on a foreclosure for 3 months until the U.S. attorney sent a couple of emails and said, hey, you got to quit doing this. And she capitulated. Oh, I had an epiphany. It was dismissed with prejudice. Oh, I'm going to redo that. Sui sponte. I've had an enlightenment here, you know. I've had an epiphany. Then we get into the United States Federal Court of Claims on Mooney. filed a standing when they were waiting for the United States to show up, and they showed up, filed a standing. The judge sat on her for 13 days. She didn't know what to do with it. Nobody's ever done any of this. What the hell? Who are you people? Don't we have that right? If I don't have a driver's license, I go to jail. I don't have insurance, I go to jail. I don't have a piece of paper, I go to jail. If I don't ask for money back on the IRS issue, I go to jail. Well, who the hell had the authority to take it out? Oh, we can't do that because that's common sense and logic, and that's called a law of the United States. So the United States Federal Court of Claims isn't even a court of the United States. But it is an Article I court. It's a tribunal. And they put a statutory in to use the rules of common law and equity, but they won't tell you what the rules of common law or equity are, and their rules are equity. There's no statute, there's no anything. It's just, well, you know, I kind of see, I'm looking at what the government's doing here, and I'm looking at what you're doing, and, I think I'll rule for the government. Where's your finding of fact, conclusions of law? I don't know if I got time to get into that, because I got this other I want to get into, but I saw a case that went in, and I found something that I didn't know about. It's in 7701 of Title 26. Substantive residence, I think it's called. This is how they're pulling this off. I've not studied it in the detail I have, but if I have time, I may touch on it before I close today. This is how they're doing it. You can't go to war until you know what they're doing. You got to know what the other side's ammo is. Whether they're using tanks, airplanes, whatever. We know it's all lies. But you have to flush them out. And if you put in the real truth, it does slow them down because they have never seen it since 1948. Why? Am I that damn smart? No. Yeah, not stupid, of course. I got a gift of logic and IQ, but so what? You know what it takes? Perseverance. That's what it takes. Elbow grease. Anytime you get your butt licked, you go see why. You're on a football team and you get beat. Don't you want to know what you did wrong or how you could be better? You keep fighting for the truth. That's what this is all about. Are we going to totally overturn, get everything back to normal? Absolutely not. Never going to happen. But we have to fight for the truth. Or you can be lukewarm and get spit out, like in the Bible. Or you can sit on the butt and just do nothing. Eat, drink, and be merry. I'll stand for the truth. Now, more that I found when I was doing, when I looked at this Courts of the United States definition, I said, why didn't I catch this before? There's so many of these little innocuous things in the definitions. You almost need a flowchart to keep track of what the hell's going on. But a court of the United States got nothing to do with the federal United States Federal Court of Claims. So I went, and let me get two cases here. I got them up here. And get them. And so I went and looked in the Court of Claims, or the Courts of the United States. And this case happens to be Hammerstein versus L-Y-N-E, Lynn, or Line. And it's 200F-165. It's a 1912 case. It's out of a district court out of Minnesota, Western Minnesota, 1912. So what are they talking about here? It says here, we're talking about the difference between a naturalized in the United States as a citizen of a union. It is quite clear that there is a citizenship of the United States and a citizenship of a state. which are distinct from each other and which depend upon different characteristics or circumstances in the individual. Slaughterhouse. That's a major case on that whole thing. They go on to say, which is a killer. Citizenship, when spoken of in the Constitution, reference to the jurisdiction of the courts of the United States, means nothing more than residence. Why is that? Why is it just residence? Because the United States don't have a damn country. They go on to clarify it. The citizens of each state.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here. This is so unbelievable. I don't know why I didn't catch this. But anyway, let me bring these cases up. I put one of them away here. Citizenship was spoken of in the Constitution in reference to the jurisdiction of courts of the United States means nothing more than residence. But to give jurisdiction to the courts of the United States, not federal courts, the suit must be between citizens residing in different states or between a citizen and an alien. to constitute a person, a citizen of a state, so as to sue in the courts of the United States, he must have a domicile in that state. You got to have a domicile in that state, a citizen of that state. In order to give jurisdiction to the courts of the United States, the citizenship of the party must be founded on the change of domicile and permanent residence in the state to which he may be removed from another state. Mere residence is prima facie evidence of such change, although when it is explained and shown to have been for temporary purposes, the presumption is destroyed. You have to have a domicile. You got to be a citizen of one of the several states to sue in the courts of the United States. What a novel idea. They go into a lot more in this case. But courts of the United States, you got to be a citizen of one of the several states, and you got to have a domicile there, not a residence. And they say that in the courts of the United States and the Constitution is mere residence. Because there's no country. You got to have a domicile. And you can sue in as the character that's in the slaughterhouse cases. Not as a citizen of the United States, but as a character. Now, we've got another case. We may run out of time here, but this one is Marx versus Marx, M-A-R-K-S versus Marx. 1896, Circuit Court, District of Tennessee, the Constitutional Court, Circuit Court. To constitute citizenship of a state in relation to the Judiciary Act requires, first, a residence within such state, and second, the intention that such residence shall be permanent. In this sense, state citizenship means the same thing as domicile in its general acceptance. The act of residence does not alone constitute the domicile of a party, but it is the fact of residence, accompanied by the intention of remaining, which constitutes domicile. The distinction between domicile and mere residence may be shortly, they talk, give us a couple of Latin things, which I haven't looked up yet. If a father living, they talk here about the citizenship. Infants cannot change their own domicile. Their domicile is that of their parents. If the father be living, the domicile of the infant and that of the mother follow the domicile of the father. Whoa, wait a minute there. What's that going to do to your nonsense down there on the border? We're talking about the question of citizenship between two states of the Union. Our duplex political system must be taken into account, and it must be recognized that national citizenship and national allegiance are the same with citizens of each and all of the states. The change or removal of one state to another does not require putting off an existing national allegiance.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can't.